Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Sedgy today. Well, we have a lot of guests on the show this week. My first guest has been on a program before, and she is a birthday girl. Last week, she turned 90 years old. Loretta Lynn will be here. Our buddy Henry Winkler will be joining us from CBS News with a brand new book about grandparents, Leslie Stahl. Arbor Day coming up, and the president of the foundation, Dan Lamb, will be joining us. From the great group Kansas, John Elefante. She was on Family Affair, Ten Commandments, child actress and still working, Kathy Garver, Jocko Sims and Tyler Levine from New Amsterdam, and Lieutenant General Jody Daniels talking about Army Reserves. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Sedgy today. Coming up next, our birthday girl, Loretta Lynn.
This is a special announcement for anyone currently faced with overwhelming financial pressures due to back taxes. If you owe money to the IRS, tax relief programs are now available to help you deal with these problems and get your life back on track. You can't hide from the IRS, and your problems will not just go away on their own, but get worse. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free assessment of your financial situation. 855-795-1006. When you call, you will speak with one of their experts that can legally get your tax debt in control and potentially saving you thousands of dollars. Garnished wages, property seizures, bank levies, and other collection actions can stop immediately. Their specialists can get you protected and negotiate settlements on your behalf. Don't delay. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free consultation. 855-795-1006. 855-795-1006. That's 855-795-1006. Call now.
March is National Essential Tremor Awareness Month, the most common movement disorder. It's characterized by involuntary progressive tremor, especially in the hands. It affects an estimated 7 million Americans. This is why it's important to raise awareness and make ET the talk of the town this month and beyond. Essential tremor can disrupt a person's daily activities, including eating, dressing, and speaking. ET can worsen over time. The unpredictability of ET can also lead to stress, anxiety, and sometimes depression. An estimated 70% of the people with ET are undiagnosed, misdiagnosed, or untreated. If you or a loved one is experiencing any of these symptoms, it can be helpful to speak with your doctor. Continued medical research is needed to develop new effective therapies for ET. One company investigating potential treatments is Praxis Precision Medicines. They're currently conducting clinical trials which evaluate the safety and efficacy of new potential medical treatments. Talk to your doctor to see if a clinical trial may be an option for you. To learn more about ET, visit EssentialTremor.com.
Back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgy today, and there's only two people who can sing that song. One of them is Patsy Cline, who made it a hit, and the other one is our guest, who I am delighted to have on the show today. She is to country music what Elvis was to rock and roll, Sinatra was to pop. Joining us right now with a belated happy birthday greeting is legendary Loretta Lynn. Hi, Loretta. Welcome to the show.
Hello. It's really nice to talk to you.
Well, it's great having you here, and after 30 years of doing the show, to say that we've got you here a few times, and I love that. You must like it here. That's an accomplishment all in itself, you know?
Yes.
I meant what I said when I said that only two people could sing that song, you and your dear friend Patsy Cline, who everybody loved as everybody loves you. But we're going to talk about this new book you have called Writing My Feelings. I found it rather interesting that you'd rather write than singing out on a crowd. I'm glad that you do both, dear.
Well, I try to do both, but I would. I love to write because it seems to me like I write about myself all the time. That way it takes a lot off of me. If I've got something on my mind, it helps.
Now, was it therapeutic? Was it hard to write this? Because I sense by reading it that the memories that you had and shared with Patsy Cline were so much a part of this, and it's very emotional. I mean, I was getting emotional just reading it.
Well, her and I had such a good time together that we'd look at each other and laugh 1 minute and talk. We'd talk about something that was sad, and then we'd both be crying. So we were two bad girls.
Well, there's nothing bad about that, Loretta. You know, here's the thing that I really appreciated. Now, you did everything together. You raised your children together. You did everything humanly possible together. Yet, you were so much connected with music and the art. A lot of times people new in the business doesn't want to share anything about themselves because they're worried about the competition. But you and Patsy were not like that, were you?
No. There's no competition. It's whatever they make it. It's however they do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if competition's great, let them get it. I mean, more power to them.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the trouble of it is, they don't work for it.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. And that's the problem when fame comes to somebody so very, very young. Let's start in the beginning, okay? Didn't know that you were named after Loretta Young. You were delivered by a midwife who was 80 years old at the time and blind.
Yes.
Oh, man, you talk about, getting a rough start. And, of course, born in a two-room log cabin. But when you first got started in the business and your husband at Doolittle said, let's go out and make some records, and the touring of that brings back the good old days of promoting a record. You went town to town delivering records to disc jockeys, did you not?
That's right. I really worked hard at it, but I would have never made it unless I had done this.
Yeah. Loretta, they can't do that today. They can't make the stars like yourself and Elvis and Sinatra and all those people we mentioned earlier because radio stations don't do that anymore, do they?
Well, it's not the radio stations, it's the person. You know, if you want to just sit down and say, hey, I've got a record out here and I'm a star and I'm going to be a star, it ain't going to make it.
No. You tell a great story. I love this story because being an old disc jockey, boy, I tell you, I remember this very well. You walked into a radio station to promote the record and you found the record in the garbage can. Tell us that story because I think that's a great story.
Well, I went in asking if he got my record. Yeah, it was around here someplace and they didn't want to. It was just like everybody else, just like every radio station. And I just looked down, and in the garbage can laid the Zero record. And I picked it up, and I said, so you got it and played it? And I said, well, what's it doing in the garbage can?
Yeah, that's the way it was, boy. I tell you, come a long way from those days. She won the CMA's Female Vocalist of the Year Awards in 1967, 72, 73. In 1976, released her first best-selling autobiography, which was later made into a movie, Coal Miner's Daughter. 1972, named the CMA Entertainer of the Year, the first time in the history chosen for a woman, and inducted in the Country Music Hall of Fame in 1988, and three books to her name. Tell us more about Writing My Feelings. I find that a fascinating book.
Oh, the one of me and Patsy?
Yes, you and Patsy.
Well, it wasn't hard for me. I just close my eyes and think back. And I can hear her talk and hear myself talk. And it was just like she was here with me and we were doing all this now.
You named one of your twins after her, did you not?
Yeah, Patsy.
Patsy.
My daughter that helped me write the book.
Uh-huh. Where did you learn of the plane crash, Loretta?
Oh, my God. I don't even like to think about it.
I know. You don't have to.
I was in bed, and it was on a Sunday morning, and, you know, I was to go with her that time.
Really?
She was going to take me, and she was giving me $50 to go with her. And the little black book in Memphis called and said they would like to have me come down and sing on Saturday night. And I told Patsy, I said, Patsy, if I go to Memphis, they'll play my record, letting everybody know I'm going to be singing at the Little Black Book, and I'll get more publicity out of that than I will, you know, if I just went with you. So I'm going to go to the Little Black Book.
Yeah.
Or I'd have been with Patsy.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Boy, that's a frightening thought. It really is. You've written over 150 songs. And, you know, 79 charted records, including 52 top tens and 16 number ones. Boy, that is unbelievable. Did you ever think, as a young girl growing up, and you had it tough, there's no question about it, coal miner's daughter really profiles how tough you had it. Did you ever think that you would reach the stars as you have?
Honey, we had our radio, Philco radio, and we'd save the batteries till Saturday night to listen to the Grand Ole Opry.
Wow.
And I always listened to Ernest Tubb and Kitty Wells and Bill Monroe and all these big artists, you know, never dreamed that I would ever be singing with them.
Yeah. You know, we've interviewed your sister, Crystal Gayle, many times. And the last time she was bragging about her new CD, which she had every right to brag about. And she was so excited because the first time ever you two did a duet on that CD.
Yeah, we sang a little bit that day.
She was just ecstatic about it.
Well, goodness gracious.
See, you found out something that she didn't tell you, right?
That's right, because I've been singing with her since she was a baby, and I'm much older.
Yeah. You spend a lot of time at the museum.
I do.
Yeah. I was watching a story a few months back saying that you go there and you talk to the people, you're very accessible, you sing some...
Oh, do I go over there and sign autographs?
Yeah. That's...
People come through, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Would you ever retire, Loretta?
Why?
May I tell everybody how old you turned on April 14th, or is that our secret?
Oh, right on.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great Loretta Lynn, who sounds terrific, sings like an angel, writes great songs and books, turned 90 years old this past April 14th. I think that's sensational.
Thank you. I was born in 1932.
According to my calculation, that's 90, yes.
Is it?
If you want to cheat a little bit, Loretta, you can.
No, there ain't no use cheating. I don't care.
I love it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the name of the book about Patsy Cline and Loretta Lynn is called Writing My Feelings. Get it now. It is a great book. And, of course, the recording that we played is the version of I Fall to Pieces, which, like I said in the introduction, only two people could sing it. Patsy Cline and Loretta Lynn. Hey, Loretta, this has been a real treat for me. I got to tell you the truth.
Well, me too, honey.
And I hope one day that you come back and join us, and I'd love to come visit you at the museum. How would that
be? Come on down.
I would love to do that. I really do.
Well, come on. We'll go into the museum, and we'll have us a cup of coffee and piece of cake or whatever, and I'll bring you over to the house, and we'll do that.
Well, I got to tell you something. I don't know if you know this or not, but I'm a singer, and I sing with a 15-piece orchestra doing all the great songs of the 50s, 60s, and 70s and 80s.
Oh, that's great.
So
I'd
maybe
love to hear you.
You and I need to get together, and my goal would be to sit down and have an acoustic session with the great Loretta Lynn.
Well, we'll do it.
Now you made a reason for me to get up in the morning. You know that?
Where are you at?
I'm in Orlando, Florida. It's not that far away. Hop, skip, and a jump.
You need to come up.
I'll get on the plane, and I'll be up there.
All right.
Loretta, thank you for joining us. Thank you for all the great hours of entertainment you've given us, and we love you, dear.
Thank you, and I love you too, honey.
Thank you, Loretta.
Thank you.
Doesn't get any better than that, ladies and gentlemen. The great Loretta Lynn. Unbelievable lady. I love her. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
When I was born a coal miner's daughter in a cabin on a hill in Butcher Holler.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world. And our next guest, and believe me when I tell you this, this is one of the classiest guys in our business. And I say this sincerely. I've known him for a long time, and he really is the class act. What you see is what you get, and I tell you something, you get a lot from our guest, Henry Winkler. Hello, Henry. How you doing, my friend?
Oh, I am so excited. It is always a pleasure to be on your show.
Thank you, sir. You add something to everything that you get involved with, whether it's on television, on the big screen, as an author, a humanitarian, on stage. You just have had such a remarkable career, Henry. They always talk about the full package. You know, they said Elvis was the full package. You are the full package.
Wow. To be in the same breath with the king is not bad.
No, but it's true. I mean, in fact, to be very honest with you, I think that, frankly, you go beyond that because, let's face it, I don't know, Elvis could write a book about children.
Oh, that was fantastic. We had such a great time. We did the 17th novel.
Right.
In the series Hank Zipser just came out, and I write them with my partner, Lynn Oliver. And we make each other laugh, and all of a sudden there's a book.
This really has been inspired by your own struggle with education, which you and I have talked about several times in the past. It's no secret.
Right.
And you are an incentive to so many people who have, early on in life, and I probably fall into this category too, because I wasn't the sharpest pencil in the classroom, but you turned lemons into lemonade.
Well, you know what? What I realized is that the children have got to understand that no matter how they learn, it has nothing to do with how brilliant they are.
Yes.
You know, I was told I would never achieve. I was told that I was lazy. And that is something that, you know, a child who is sitting in a classroom and their leg is bumping up and down and their knee is just going a mile a minute, they're not doing that on purpose.
No.
You know, it's wiring. It's like, you know, don't do that or I'm going to send you to the principal's office.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a child does not want to fail. They don't set out wanting to fail.
That's very true, and I've never thought of it that way. Nobody wants to be second on the list. They all want to be first on the list.
That's right.
And you know what? Being second on the list isn't that bad.
Listen, I want to tell you something. I'm in the bottom 3% academically in America. That's not bad, because look where I got.
Yes, that's exactly,
you know,
right.
So the thing is that it's really important that we always boost the child's self-image.
That's exactly right. I always say you never want to deteriorate their moxie, because once their moxie's gone,
that's right,
then you've got nothing.
That's a perfect way to say it.
You know, Henry, I'm always in awe of the story, and I know you heard this from me so many times before, but I love the story because I have a similar story about your father, who was in the lumber business and really wanted you to go in the lumber business.
That's right.
And my father was in the home improvements business, storm windows and doors, and he would have loved to have seen his third son be in that.
But there's a certain satisfaction, I think, that hopefully both of them saw in the fact that we wanted to step out of the mold and do something that was entirely on your own and because of your own efforts and not because you were handed down a business.
You know, the important thing is that a child gets to meet their destiny. Our youngest son, we have three children, Stacy and I, and our youngest son told us at 10 he wanted to be a director.
Wow.
And the first thing that almost flew out of my mouth was, what, are you kidding? That you can't do that. It's so difficult. It's so, you know, you can't depend on that. And I had to shut my mouth and bite my tongue to allow Max to just do what he needed to do. He's 26. He just directed his first film.
Wow.
I made not one phone call for this child. He just went out and he figured out how to do it and got it.
Good for you. That's great. And good
for him. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah.
You got to let the child meet their destiny.
Absolutely. I mean, I would have loved to have my two boys be in the broadcasting business, of which they had a flair for, but one works for a large brewing company in St. Louis, and the other one's a police officer. So you got to let them do what they want to do. Any role you play is so believable, it's unbelievable. I have three pages here. We do these interviews, they give you all these bios and everything else.
Sure.
If I read everything that you did, it would be like, well, it's like War and Peace now.
But you know what? The key is I absolutely love that I get to do my job.
Yeah, and do it the way you do, which is perfect.
Yeah, but, well, I don't know about that.
Oh, no, no,
really,
no.
Really, I mean, and I'm not even being ingenuous. I just find that I'm continually figuring out how to finally do this acting thing.
Well, I'll tell you something. There's a lot of people, and I'm included in that think you figured it out a long time ago. I remember when you were down here in Orlando for Waterboy, you spent some time with...
Oh, we had the greatest time.
Yeah. That movie still plays well today, and Adam Sandler certainly has gone to space with his career.
You know, I'll tell you something. Adam is an amazing guy. Because, you know, he plays this goofball in the movies.
Yes.
And what he really is a very thoughtful, shy, in charge kind of guy. You know, he's in charge of every detail of the movies that he makes.
Yeah. He's kind of a Johnny Carson, whereby when you get him by himself, he's a totally different person.
That's right. He's a totally different person.
Henry, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you what it feels like to walk the streets of Milwaukee and see a bronze life-size statue of the iconic character that you played in Happy Days. What's that
the
like?
The only thing that bothers me about that statue
is the birds.
He is taller than I am.
Is he really? Why does that bother you? That should be good.
Well, because, you know, I'd like to stand eye to eye with the statue. I need a little step ladder.
That's funny. That is great.
But how proud my entire family was there.
Oh.
My real life family was there. My television family from Happy Days was there. You know, 42,000 people came to say hello on the streets when they dedicated the statue. It was just amazing.
They talk about the stars on Hollywood Boulevard, but that statue has to be 50 million
times bigger. Oh, that's big. That was really big. And, you know, people send me pictures from all over the world of them visiting my statue.
Oh, I can imagine that.
Well, it's just great. It's just great. Marion Ross sent me a picture who played Mrs. C.
Oh, sure. We just had her on.
A picture, but she put a wool hat and a scarf on my neck during the winter.
Well, she would do that. Well, Henry, I appreciate you coming back and joining us. You know, I would
it's
do
it. It's always a pleasure, Ron, truly.
And I feel the same way about you. Is one of the best in the business, and I'm proud to call him a friend, and that would be Henry Winkler.
Thank you so much.
Henry, thank you. You know, anytime you want to come on, you're always welcome. You're just there.
I look forward to the next time, Ron, because we always have a great conversation.
I agree with you 100%. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks.
Stay well. Okay.
Bye.
Henry Winkler, he's a great guy.
What a pleasure.
He is one of the nicest men in Hollywood. Known him a long time, and he's always there when you need him. And although he's done many parts, you still can't forget the Fonz, Henry Winkler. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and Secretary of State Antony Blinken are coming to his country. It'll be the first time that senior officials from the Biden administration visited Ukraine since Russia invaded it a couple of months ago. The Pentagon declined to confirm the visit. The White House had no comment. A parade of foreign dignitaries have made their way to Kyiv to show their support for the Ukrainian people. Meanwhile, the Kremlin doing what it can to blunt the effects of economic sanctions on Russia. Measures include interest hikes as high as 20% and forcing businesses to convert their profits to rubles. That made Russian President Vladimir Putin confident enough this week to proclaim that, quote, a blitzkrieg of sanctions from the West hadn't worked. Despite the proclamation, Russia is enduring its worst bout of inflation in 20 years, and some companies in the country have been forced to shut down. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And all across the USA and around the world, if it's trending, it's right here on Ron Segi Today. Delighted to have our next guest with us. She is certainly a staple in broadcasting and journalism. She has hosted 60 Minutes correspondent since 1991, the CBS News White House correspondent during the Carter, Reagan, and George H.W. Bush presidents. Also hosted Face the Nation and now an author of a book that I really liked. It's called The Joys and Science of the New Grandparenting, Becoming Grandma. Our guest is Leslie Stahl. Hi, Leslie. How are you?
Hi, Ron. I'm great. Things are beautiful here in New York,
well,
right? It's raining. Are you in New York?
No, actually, I'm in sunny Orlando, Florida.
Come on.
Leslie.
Don't tell me.
Just before we went on the air, I had to go take that shield off the front of my car because it was
too sunny?
Too sunny. You know what I'm saying.
Oh.
It's terrible. First of all, Leslie, I love this book, but I must tell you before we start talking about it, my grandmother, and I never met my father's mother, but my mother's mother certainly didn't look like you. She was a little Italian lady, about 5'2", with a bun, and always wore black. There was always someone she was mourning. So I have to tell you that you are one of the best-looking grandmas I've ever seen, I want you to know.
No, if you look around at baby boomer grandparents, we make it our careers to stay young. You know that. Are you a baby boomer?
Yes, I am. Yes,
yeah,
I am.
There you go. I mean, we don't have gray hair. We have blonde hair.
Right.
How did that happen? And we go to the gym and, you know, all of that stuff. We believe in staying in shape. So, you know, looks are a little deceiving because we get just as exhausted chasing after a little kid, you know, as our grandparents did.
The wonders of modern day. Well, let's talk about the book. I recently became a grandfather. In fact, I have a little grandson who's 8, a little granddaughter that's 6. And I can totally understand what you're talking about, especially when you say that you didn't really think you could fall in love again. These two people just win your hearts over. And you went so far, and this I think was sensational. When you saw this phenomenon come over you, you thought, well, these are some really sociological changes. You went to anthropologists to find out why there are such things as grandmothers and grandfathers in evolutionary terms, the psychiatric and the therapeutic effects of this. I mean, you really delved into it, Leslie.
Well, I decided that if I was going to write this book, which I was asked to write, then it would be a 60 Minutes project, if you know what I mean.
Sure.
I would do it as a kind of investigation. I would interview my friends, which I did. I would tell a little bit about myself, but I would do an investigation to try and get behind these unbelievably joyful, elating feelings. What the heck is going on here? Why are we grandparents so universally, all of us, why are we so indulgent with these kids? Where did that come from? You know, when our grandchild's going to be born, I'm going to say yes to whatever they want. It just happens.
Right.
We all are the same. We think we're all special, but we're all having these very deep feelings, joyous, happy feelings with our grandchildren. We've all turned into mushballs. Grandfathers and grandmothers, both of us. Why are we all doing this in the same way? What's happening? So I interviewed biochemists, and we really, our brains are rewired when we hold our grandchildren. So these changes in us are metabolic, they're hormonal, they're real. We have different kinds of brains when we hold our grandchildren.
The name of the book is Becoming Grandma, but I want to make it perfectly clear, I sound like Nixon now, that this book is applicable not only to grandmas, but to grandpas. Because when I read the book, I thought to myself, boy, Leslie's really onto something here. I don't know where it came from, but it's really on the money.
Well, and I also, Ron, wrote it for my daughter and her generation. Because the dynamic between the generations has changed a lot. Our generation, my generation, you and me and all the other grandparents, we are being so careful with our children.
Yeah.
We do not want to offend them lest they say, nah, don't come over and babysit today. We want to be there. And we want our children to want us to be there. So we're all biting our tongue. We're not being critical. Or we're trying, let me a minute. We're trying not to be critical. We're trying not to say, we didn't do it that way and you turned out okay. You know,
you're compelled
to say that, but you don't.
I tell my wife all the time, you know, you were so overprotective of our two sons when my mother and her mother wanted to do things. But I find myself in a real jam. I feel like I'm going to sit on the couch here and have you kind of, you know, straighten me out. And I have two sons, but the one son is the one with the children. And they're helicopter parents, my wife calls them, because they hover over. I've never watched my grandchildren without them around. Now, they're 8 and 6 years old, and it's because apparently my wife and I have never done this before. I keep on telling my son, I'm the one that drove your mother to the hospital when you were born, and you don't think I can handle this?
Well, first of all, you have to understand that the mother is having her own body completely transformed by having a baby. Her body's coursing with hormones that are making her hypervigilant. And she's like a lioness, you know. She is watching over that cub. And she doesn't understand herself the way you and I didn't understand our reaction. She has been transformed. We have to be a little understanding of what they're going through. And really, honestly, we cannot criticize them, or they're going to withhold those babies.
Yeah, that's absolutely
right. I've seen it too many times, and I'm warning, in the book, I'm warning grandparents, back off, because you're the father of a son. Mainly, you don't want to piss off your daughter-in-law.
That's exactly.
That's the main thing. I mean, I'm telling you.
No, you're right. No.
And I'm warning, this is one of the messages of the book.
I know, you're absolutely
my
right.
My generation, back off.
I'm actually afraid of the woman, to be honest with you.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, I feel that way about my own kid, and we have a great relationship, my daughter and I, but man, I'm not going to get on her wrong side.
No.
Want those babies.
That's exactly correct. There's no question about that. You talk about the baby movers. You know, they have a passion for their work like you and I do later in life. Some cases have to care for our aging parents, and then we want to help our grandchildren do what's right and be with them. That's a pretty hard thing to juggle. That's a lot of balls in the air, you know?
Yeah. It is. It's a lot. You know, we thought when our kids left home that balance of life business that we were juggling all the time was over. And then you have a grandchild and you're right back into it.
Yeah.
The balance of life. We are exhausted from taking care of our older parents who are living deep into their 90s.
Right.
And our grandchildren and our children who need our help. But when we're with our grandchild, all the worries go away.
Yeah.
We look at those little babies and, as I said, we are filled with joy and happiness. All the troubles just disappear.
You're absolutely right. And you give a couple examples. One of your husband, who unfortunately has symptoms of Parkinson when he's with the granddaughters. You talk about the late Bob Simon, one of your colleagues. Candidly, you know, had effects of severe ongoing depression, but enjoyed being with his grandson, Jack. I mean, you are absolutely correct. In a business like we are in, or any business for that matter.
Husband and with Bob Simon, it isn't only when you're with them. Bob Simon's depression lifted. He wasn't depressed anymore. It wasn't just when Jack was around, his grandson. It lifted. And with my husband, he has Parkinson's, and he had a lot of symptoms, and they disappeared for 1 year.
Wow.
He had no Parkinson's symptoms for 1 year. Now, they all came back. He has Parkinson's, but for 1 year after my first grandchild was born. So this idea that the therapeutic effect, it isn't just when you're in their company. I mean, it takes over.
Picture Dominic standing at our door, my little grandson, and I open the door, and he's got this big smile on his face. You know, he's all by himself because his parents went to the car. And I look, and he's got vomit all the way down the front of his shirt. but he's glad that... But he's glad he's at grandpa's house. Well, Leslie, you've done a great job here. You really have. I urge everyone to go out and get this, grandmas and grandpas. And you know what? Parents, too. Go out and get this so that you know what we're going through. Right, Leslie?
Exactly.
Leslie Stahl, The Joys and Science of the New Grandparent, and that is Becoming Grandma, and done by one of the most beautiful grandmothers I've ever seen in my life. Hey, Leslie, you're a great guest, and it's a delight having you here. Would you come back and join us again sometime? We'd love to have you.
Ron, anytime.
Thank you, Leslie, and good luck with it. Thanks for writing this. I'm giving a copy to my daughter-in-law now.
Perfect.
She needs to know
That's
what I'm
it.
Going through. Okay, thanks,
exactly.
Leslie.
Exactly. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Leslie Stahl, of course, from television fame, one of the great journalists of our time. Her new book is out right now called Leslie Stahl, The Joys and Science of the New Grandparenting, Becoming Grandma. And by the way, this is a perfect Mother's Day gift for mothers, grandmothers. You'll be the hit of Mother's Day with a gift like that. We'll be right back with more with Ron Segee today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Segee today, live all across the USA and around the world. Special day is Arbor Day, and I know of it as Earth Day. I think it's the same thing, to be honest with you. And joining us right now is the CEO
of the Arbor Day Foundation, and he's also an author of a brand new book that's out right now called Now is the Time for Trees. Boy, isn't that true. Joining us right now is Dan Lamb. Hi, Dan. How are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm great. Thanks for having me today.
Am I right in Earth Day being the same as Arbor Day?
They're not exactly the same. They're right around the same time. Earth Day was started, I think, in 1970, and this year we're celebrating the 150th anniversary of Arbor Day, which is the last Friday. The national holiday is the last Friday in April every year. And, of course, they work really closely together. It's all about helping to improve our environment, helping improve our communities. And the Arbor Day is all about planting trees.
You have done a remarkable job as the CEO of the Arbor Day Foundation, because it's celebrating its 50th anniversary next year. And since its inception, listen to this, my friends, the Arbor Day Foundation has helped to plant almost 500 million trees in more than 50 countries. And you've been part of the organization, what, for about 17 years?
Yes, indeed. Yeah. It's exciting. It's an exciting milestone for us. You know, we're thankful to all of our members. We've got almost a million members around the country and partners who have helped us plant those trees around the country and around the world. And really, that's why we thought this would be a great year to get this new book out there called Now is the Time for Trees, because there has never been a more important time to be planting trees than today.
I don't think a lot of people realize this. I certainly didn't. And that is, planting of trees is important to oxygenate the planet, purify water and air, lower temperatures in the city, provide a habitat for, you know, many situations. And it's an essential food source, too, for many animals and so on and so forth. The other day, I got to tell you something, Dan, I'm driving down the street. This never hit me quite like it did that day. And I saw a construction crew tearing down trees for a subdivision. Of course, in Florida, that's very common. And I thought to myself, these trees, who have been there a long, long time, they just cut them down as if they don't even exist. And I was pretty sad about that. I'm a president of the Homeowners Association. Walking down the neighborhood the other day, and a fellow stopped me and says, can I cut this tree down in front of my house? And I said, why do you want to do that? I really felt bad.
Well, you know, it's true. Trees are at risk right now for all kinds of reasons, both just the pressures from development, the pressures from disease and insects, storms, forest fires, the list goes on and on. And that's part of why we say it's really important to be planting trees. Doesn't mean you don't cut down trees sometimes. Sometimes you do. And what we're always hopeful is that we're doing it in the right way for the right reasons and replanting those trees. But everyone's got that emotional connection with trees that you're talking about. And that's a part of this book, Now is the Time for Trees. It celebrates those stories. It celebrates the value of trees. And it also helps people. The book will help people understand what to plant, how to plant, where to plant, to make sure they have the best success when they are planting trees.
So let's take an example. The trees that were planted in our subdivision have become very big, very beautiful trees. But a lot of people are saying the roots are uprooting the sidewalk. Is that a reason to kill a tree?
Well, you know, you can do things about that. You can move sidewalks, you can readjust. There's all kinds of great lessons being learned from cities and neighborhoods about how to make sure you're planting the right trees and planning for their growth long term. And we talk about that in the Now is the Time for Trees book, because we want to make sure that those trees that are being planted are thriving. And that means they've got to work with the communities of the neighborhoods they're in. And I know the neighborhoods I've lived in, those trees are adding, well, research shows those trees are adding huge economic value and property value, increasing your property values to have those in your neighborhood. And people like to live in tree-lined neighborhoods, and they've got to figure out how to make sure we do that without disrupting sidewalks, streets, etc.
You got great stories in this book. Could you share one with us? Very seldom do you get to share a tree story.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, everybody's got a tree story they can share. And we asked some celebrities and friends, some influencers, to see if they wanted to share some stories. And we've got like the actress Rosario Dawson, NASCAR driver Ryan Newman, and a handful of other celebrities wanted to share just how important and meaningful trees are to them. That's in the book. We've got stories of iconic trees around the U.S. and around the globe, like the Survivor Tree in Oklahoma City that survived the terrorist blast many years ago and still stands today as this beautiful monument in the middle of a beautiful memorial as a beacon of hope and healing. And that's what trees do. And so if you're a tree lover or a tree planter, you're going to find something in the Now is the Time for Trees book that validates what you're doing and hopefully encourages you to do even more.
I didn't know this, but I guess down deep inside, I'm a tree lover. Louise Harrison, who is the sister of George Harrison, once told me that in his estate, somebody who's working in the yard busted a limb of a tree. And he became very, very emotional and sensitive about it and went to great lengths to find out if that tree branch could be reconnected and it would grow and reestablish itself. I found that fascinating that somebody of that nature, the Beatles, would be so worried about it. But people have emotional ties to trees.
No question. No question. You know, and you think about it, you know, Ron, in this time, this divisive and contentious time in our world, you know, trees are about the one thing that we can all agree on as they connect cultures and communities and neighbors of all types. And that's what Arbor Day is about. It's about bringing people together to do something really positive by planting trees. And that's what the book is about. Now is the Time for Trees is a book that talks about the positive influence of trees and how tree planters are heroes.
Yeah.
You know, they're helping to create better communities, better neighborhoods. And we, if anyone wants to learn more about the Arbor Day Foundation or find the Now is the Time for Trees book, you can go to our website at arborday.org. And you can find the book, Now is the Time for Trees book, at, you know, bookstores that you buy books at or your online bookstores to find the book. But we're excited that people are really enjoying the book, excited about it, and we're excited to be going into this Arbor Day with a fun celebration like this book.
And I think you have a stroke of genius by putting celebrities in there like Ryan and so on and so forth. That's a great idea. ArborDay.org is where to go. The books are everywhere. Dan, I want to thank you for joining us. Very, very good information. And like I said, people are getting emotional about trees, and I'm one of them. I never knew that before, but it just it happens, you know.
Well, it's okay, Ron. I appreciate it. I hope you have a great Arbor Day this year.
Same to you, my friend, and please join us again, okay? You've done a heck of a job for trees.
Anytime.
Thank you, Dan. Dan Lamb has been our guest. Very interesting. And you know what? It's unique. You don't think about it, but look how much trees are in our lives, and you admire them. They've got beautiful colors. In the fall, the same thing. And he is the CEO of the Arbor Day Foundation, our guest, Dan Lamb. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Every day, we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
folks, this is Wayne Allen Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Project and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Project purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
Well, that wraps up the first hour of this week's show, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guests for joining me this first hour, and they include the birthday girl last week celebrating her 90th birthday, Loretta Lynn, Henry Winkler, Leslie Stahl from CBS News, and Dan Lamb talking about Arbor Day. Next hour, from the fabulous group Kansas, John Elefante will be joining us. Kathy Garver will be here. She used to be on Family Affair. She was even in the Ten Commandments, and she's still working today, a fabulous actress. Jocko Sims and Tyler Levine from New Amsterdam, and Lieutenant General Jody Daniels. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Segee today.